says in the papers again from John S. Doyle.
School jumpers, sugary drinks, a grocery price war and hacked photographs of celebrities. These are among the lead stories in this morning's papers. And then there is the situation in Gaza. There appeared to be a method to the bombing of Gaza for 50 days in July and August, or at least a pattern, writes Lara Marlowe in the Irish Times lead story. Reporting from Gaza, she says that in eastern parts of the tiny enclave along the Israeli border, there are levelled or destroyed homes, factories, schools and at least one hospital. The residents of Shejaya, where Israel lost 13 soldiers on the 20th of July, believe that revenge motivated the extreme destruction there, says Marlowe. Meanwhile, the Irish Independent gives prominence to Israel's announcement that it would seize control of almost 1,000 acres of Palestinian claimed land for the expected construction of what the paper says would be its largest new settlement for 30 years. Robert Fisk comments, "This latest land grab continues the circle of concrete around Jerusalem to cut Palestinians off from both the capital they are supposed to share with Israelis and from Bethlehem." The Independent leads on its front page with a domestic story, the news that Jan O'Sullivan, the Minister for Education, has been criticised by obesity experts after refusing to ban fizzy drinks vending machines in second-level schools. The Minister said banning things doesn't necessarily stop practices. I think right across society that can be the case. Instead, she wants schools themselves to make more healthy options available. The minister is clearly wrong, says the Independent in an editorial. We need zero tolerance for fizzy drinks in schools. The Irish Daily Mail, which yesterday highlighted the child obesity problem, today has another child-centred lead story, what the paper calls the scandal of school jumpers. The Mail has found that schools are charging parents between €20 and €55 for an official school top, even though similar jumpers can be bought for as little as €3.75. That's more than twice the price of a kilo of vegetables in a supermarket, according to the Irish Examiner's lead story. The paper says that consumers are the big winners in a price war between the supermarket giants. Staple groceries such as milk, bread and vegetables are costing up to 10% less than a year ago, according to Kantar World Panel, which compiles such data. Tesco is the big loser, having suffered a 5.5% fall in its market share, says the Independent. Commenting on the same data, The Times reports that the gap between Tesco, the largest supermarket group in the state, and Super Value is now just 0.4%, while the German retailers Aldi and Lidl march on with almost 17% of the market between them. The Irish Daily Star and the Irish Sun lead with reports that computer hackers stole nude photographs of celebrities and posted them online. And there is much coverage of the affair in other papers too. The Star says that furious Oscar-winning Jennifer Lawrence is demanding that police find the perpetrators. The Sun says that Lawrence and model Kate Upton have blasted the hackers who stole their naked selfies. Lawrence said it was a flagrant violation of privacy. Upton's lawyer added, "It's outrageous." The Irish Daily Mirror reports that bookies are reeling after Donegal's win in the All-Ireland football semi-final cost them €1 million. The Times and Independent give prominence to good news in the manufacturing sector. In August, the sector expanded at the fastest rate since 1999, with a surge of new orders. It's further evidence that the economy is recovering steadily, says the Times. The Independent says the Irish economy has defied slumps elsewhere in Europe and further afield. In the Examiner, Alan Dukes, former Minister of Finance, warns against history repeating itself. He is reviewing a book by Martin Wolf, chief economics commentator at the Financial Times, the subtitle of which is What We've Learned and Have Still to Learn from the Financial Crisis. It is a profound and disturbing book, says Dukes, and Wolf makes it clear that many of the factors that led to the 2007 crisis are either still present or have been inadequately addressed. Be that as it may, there is evidence that the Irish economy is getting boomier, to use Bertie Ahern's term. The Times front page has what may be the first Christmas advertisement of the year, with a mere 114 days to go before the Feast of the Nativity. Readers are invited to come and visit Santa Claus, not in some city department store, but in Lapland.
Of course. John, thank you for that.